Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac time. It's the Monday edition. It's a pretty good one. Not a whole lot of A-listers on our birthday list today.
Or on the gone but not forgotten
right,
list.
Right. But every now and then you're going to run into that. So we just have to make the best of what we're given. You know, you play with the hand that you've been dealt. Monday, June 10th, 161st day of the year, 204 left to go. Those two numbers are getting closer and closer, Neil, meaning we're getting closer and closer to the midway mark of the year.
Sure.
1776, we were thinking about rebellion. We were thinking about revolution. Beatles sang about it. You want to start a revolution? Well, they were thinking about it in 1776. Continental Congress appointed a committee to write a Declaration of Independence. So they didn't just write it on July 4th, 1776.
They signed it.
It took them, you know, several weeks to write the thing.
Right.
They had to get people together. I mean, it was a committee. These guys got together and they had all these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1776. 1903, this date.
It's time to Crayola crayons.
Kids can make a lion.
Crayola crayons. 1903, the Binney and Smith Company began developing a product line of wax crayons. The product was known as Crayola. How about that big box? The big 64 box that had the built-in sharpener?
Right.
How handy was that?
That was sweet. That was really good.
I'm assuming kids still use crayons, or do they just do it all on their iPad with their finger?
Yeah, I'm sure crayon sales have gone down. Although I bought some for my grandson for Christmas.
And are they still non-toxic?
Yeah, they are
good.
Edible.
That is good. Mm-hmm. How about in 48?
October 14th, 1947, Edwards Air Force Base, California. Captain Charles E. Yeager flew the experimental X-1 faster than the speed of sound in level flight. The first man in the world to accomplish this feat.
So this wasn't the date that he did it, but this is the date that we found out that he did it. We didn't release information on him breaking the speed of sound. You know, it's the whole Cold War thing.
Sure.
We took a page out of the Soviets book, and he did it in October of 47. And then in 48, on this date, they actually announced that Chuck Yeager, you know, the old lake bed out there in, where was it, Nevada, California, somewhere out there.
Something flat, salt, the salt flats.
Yes, that's where it is. I think that's where they also tested the land speeder that Luke Skywalker would drive.
Sure.
Bell XS-1, that was in 48. 1977, this was in the news.
And we have just returned from the Brushy Mountain State Prison in Petros, where last night seven prisoners escaped. Among them, James Earl Ray.
Wow.
Ray is still at large, but one of the men who escaped with him was recaptured today.
James Earl Ray would be recaptured 3 days later, but he escaped from a Tennessee prison on this day.
He was crafty and foxy.
Yeah, he was the guy, of course, who assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and was serving out a life sentence.
And we caught him and he went back to jail.
And then in 77, what do you think of when I say the name Al Geiberger?
59.
Things were rolling today. I had the putter really going good. And I was a little nervous because it really was a big moment. I may never have that chance again to shoot that low around. And, you know, and I'm thinking, geez, all these people are here. They want to see me shoot 59, you know, and I'm the one that has to do it, you know. And I just said to myself, you know, you've been using that stroke all day.
59. That is something. And it has been repeated. You got your Appleby. Duvall did it. Furyk done it. Mm-hmm. Guy by the last name of Goitos. He also did it, but he was the first one. This was the first one to do it, Al Geiberger.
Rory almost did it yesterday.
Oh, really? I missed that.
He had a bunker shot that if he would have held it, it would have been 59.
And you know they hold those more often than you might think.
Well, Webb Simpson just held one.
There you go.
Right before him from the deep rough.
So that was in 77. He shot a 59, 13 under at the Danny Thomas Memphis Classic in Tennessee, 1985.
We want them to know that we're really sorry for any discontent that we may have caused for almost 3 months. And Coca-Cola Classic is truly a celebration of their loyalty and a vindication of their cause.
You know, Coca-Cola didn't realize that they were actually ruining people's lives by changing the formula of their soda. I didn't care.
I didn't either.
I was, you know, 15 years old or whatever it was. I didn't care. I was enjoying my Cherry RC, and I was fine with that.
Yeah.
But this was the date that Coca-Cola announced that they were going back to the old formula and calling it Coca-Cola Classic. And then having the new Coke around. And I guess they are bringing the new Coke back in honor of that Netflix show, Stranger Things.
Right.
So you can kind of taste it. If you want to relive it, the difference between the new Coke and the old Coke, feel free.
Right.
I don't know when it's coming out. I'd have to look it up. We didn't have time for that kind of research.
No, really.
So 85, they came back. And, you know, there are analysts out there who think that it was all a sham.
Right.
Coca-Cola did that on purpose because after they did all this, their sales higher than they ever were before that.
It was a good move. If that's
turned out
if that's what it was.
Genius, yeah.
I was there in the very next room. She thought I was down the hall. She was talking on the phone like women do. She didn't know I could hear at all. I heard her say
that's a good Oak Ridge Boys song. That we're remembering Steve Sanders here today. He took his own life on this date, 1998. He was no longer with the Oak Ridge Boys, but he came in, as you know, Neil, and filled in for William Lee Golden.
Yeah,
after
they had
he left. They had a little falling out there with the other boys. And Steve, I think, was already a member of their band, and then he just kind of stepped up from the background to the foreground.
Yeah, he was a guitar player.
And he sang that song. He sang It's Gonna Take a Lot of River. There were a couple of their hits in that era that he sang.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, on this date, he took his own life. He's only 45.
Yeah, it was too bad.
Yeah.
You just never know.
I mean,
that's why we're doing our golf tournament.
Nice.
One of the reasons.
Steve Sanders, this date, 1998, 2004.
Ray Charles died today in California of liver failure. He was 73. Ray Charles was a master of American music, from jazz to country, gospel to pop.
He was one of those guys that transcended genres again, and there are very few artists that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash is one of them, Emmylou Harris, Ray Charles is one of them as well, and he passed away at liver disease, 73. Here this date.
One of the greats.
In 2004. And speaking of the greats, Mr. Hockey.
We are getting news that a hometown hero has passed away.
Yeah, Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, he passed away at the age of 88. Multiple reports, Radio Canada Sports, they are confirming that he passed away today. And obviously, a very sad moment.
He was Mr. Hockey, the greatest of all time up until Wayne Gretzky. But he did things that Gretzky didn't do.
Right.
He got into fights. He was more physical. He was stronger. He was bigger. They had the production line for the Detroit Red Wings, as you remember.
I remember it.
Ted Lindsay was on that line. I can't remember who was the third one. Do you remember? It's escaping me at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He had the Gordie Howe hat trick. A goal, an assist, and a fight. But you know how many times he actually did that in his career?
I know.
It was a long career. Only twice did that actually happen. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So Gordie Howe. That was 3 years ago we lost Mr. Hockey. It's birthday time now. Prince Philip is 98. He's nearing 100.
Wow.
Prince Philip.
Still with us.
Married to Queen Elizabeth II. Those royals, they get good health care.
Yeah, they do.
And the longevity there, they're well known for that longevity. I guess the inbreeding never really did anything. Maybe that helps them.
Well.
Maybe that helps. So if Prince Philip is 98, the Shirelles.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said. Mama
and that's quite a long bloodline when you go back to all the royal families and the Tudors.
So
here's Shirley Alston, lead singer of the Shirelles. Mama said there'd be days like this and almanacs like this. Happy birthday to her. 78 today, and Dan Fouts, pretty good quarterback. He used to sling it around. Air Coryell,
Charlie Joyner, and
John Jefferson,
yeah.
Kellen
he was
Winslow.
One of my. I had a Dan Fouts jersey,
number 14.
That I really enjoyed.
Chuck Muncy, was a running back.
He was a big Charger fan.
Dan Fouts is 68 today.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do the math. 68.
At this point in American manufacturing, I think the most honest product on the market is probably. Milk duds, because, you know, they're willing to admit they screwed up, basically. Well, they're duds. They didn't work out.
That's comedian Rich Hall. He was on Saturday Night Live for a couple of years in the 80s, and he did a very good impression of Paul Harvey.
Oh, okay.
Rich Hall, happy birthday to him. He's 65 today.
How could you give him my file?
I had to. He was going to recommend your discharge from the force. Didn't buy my evaluation. He said I wasn't objective. So I made a deal with him to review the session notes himself.
Do you remember the Michael Douglas movie, Basic Instinct?
I do.
Jeannie Triplehorn, who was in that movie. She was the police psychologist that he had a little fling with.
Oh, yeah.
Before, was it Kim Basinger came in?
No, it was...
No, Glenn Close was the other one.
No, but it was...
Who was the blonde in Basic Instinct? It was a Sharon Stone?
Sharon Stone.
I get those. Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't Chrissy Snow? Are you sure it wasn't Suzanne Summers?
I'm pretty
those
sure it wasn't.
Those blondes are all the same, right. You know, in the 80s and
Sharon
70s.
Sharon Stone, I would tell you.
Jeannie Triplehorn, 56 today. She was Meredith on The Office.
Oh, my God, Meredith, what are you doing?
Baking a cake. What does it look like I'm doing? Getting rid of the lice.
Oh, stop. I'm so sorry.
Oh, can you hold that thought? That's my wax. You know, I think these critters migrated from down south.
There's Meredith from The Office. Kate Flannery. She's the one who Michael Scott hit with the car that one time.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kate Flannery, happy birthday to her. She is 54 today. Elizabeth Hurley.
Very attractive.
Mr. Powers. My job is to acclimatize you to the 90s. You know, a lot's changed since 1967.
She was Miss Kensington.
And lovely.
Elizabeth Hurley, 54. Country singer Lee Bright.
Be a best friend over you, 'cause I love you. And go to work and do your best. And don't outsmart your common sense.
Lee Bryce is 40. And if you like your supermodels, our supermodel of the day is Kate Upton, 27.
She the one that's... married to Justin Verlander?
I think so,
yeah.
He outpunted his coverage big
boy,
time. But he throws strikes and works quickly and changes speeds. I mean, any supermodel is going to be,
dazzled.
Gaga over that.
Absolutely. Gone but not forgotten today, Academy Award-winning actress Hattie McDaniel. She was the first African-American to win an Oscar. Of course, it was the Best Supporting Actress for the movie Gone with the Wind. And she was born on this day, 1895. Our blues singer of the day is Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf. I'm not sure if that's his given name, his birth name, but that's all we got here on my list is Howlin' Wolf.
He was given that nickname by the great Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, very nice.
Mississippi Brakeman.
1910 for Howlin'. Actor Barry Morse, if you remember The Fugitive or A Tale of Two Cities, you may recognize him. And she's one of us. Minnesotan great actress Judy Garland.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
It sounds like the Viking schedule in the NFC North Division.
It really does. They're just...
If the Detroit Tigers also made the move.
We keep playing them and playing them. She was Grand Rapids native, and what was her name? Gum.
Frances
Gum. But we knew her as Judy Garland, great singer, actress. She was one of the iconic role of Dorothy there in The Wizard of Oz. Born on this day in 1922, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Did you do a fact check on the Kim Basinger or Sharon Stone?
No,
I think you're right,
because
that was the scene, the whole interrogation scene with Newman.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Where he's under the lights, and it was Newman, wasn't it? It was, what's his name, from Seinfeld, who was interrogating her, and we're not sure whether or not she was wearing everything that she should have been wearing.
Well, I don't believe that she was.
No.
But, anyway, it's Sharon Stone, for sure.
Judy Garland, good thing she changed her name, too. I think that was wise.
Frances Gum, not going to make it.
I don't think it would have looked good on the marquee.
No.
And if you've never gone to Grand Rapids and gone to the Judy Garland Museum, I recommend you do it.
Be a good,
it's so close, might as well check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it for the Bob Almanac today.
Okay.
The 10th of June, 2019. Coming up is a Bobathon. Neil Freeman will be your host. Would you like to start it out with Conway Twitty, Tight Fitting Jeans? You could also go with Brother Jukebox, Mark Chestnut, or Patti Loveless, representing the ladies with You Can Feel Bad.
Let's go Mark Chestnut today.
Here it is.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.